Once upon a time, two 16-year-old girls from Russia exploded onto the international charts with a song of love and passion for each other. And those two girls were tattoo. A decade has passed since the group broke up, during which time they have been through psychologists, immigration, cancer scares, and voice loss. Today I'm going to be discussing tattoo's history and where they are now today. And before looking forward, we have to look back. Before production of Tattoo began, the pair were a group named Nespodi. Both Lena Katina and Julia Vakova were part of the band, along with members Sergei Lazarev and Vlad Topalov. Lena was also in a band called Avenue between 1994 and 1997. It was reported that Julia was banned from being in Nespodi. A man claimed she was misbehaving and disrupting other members of the group, along with being accused of smoking, swearing, and drinking. However, the group denied the claims and said that Vakova aged out of the group. Tattoo began in 1999 by Ivan Shapovalov and his friend and business partner Alexander Vatisky, who developed plans to create a musical project in Russia. With this idea in mind, the two men organized auditions in Moscow in early 1999 for teenage female vocalists. But the auditioning, the partners narrowed their search down to 10 girls, including Lena and Julia. Both Lena and Julia knew each other before the auditions. Both girls stood out among the others, especially because of their appearance and strong vocal experience. The producers decided to start with 14-year-old Lena, who sang It Must Have Been Love by Roxette. Lena began recording demos, including Yugoslavia, a protest song about NATO bombing of Yugoslavia. After the demos were cut, Ivan insisted that another girl be added to the project. Thus, in late 1999, 14-year-old Julia was added to the group to complete the duo. She also started recording not long after Lena's song demo was finished. According to Lena, Shapovalov was inspired to create the duo after the release of the Swedish film Show Me Love, which focused on the romance between two schoolgirls. After completing the duo, the producers saw the name Tati, sounding like the English word tattoo. It is also a shortened version of the Russian phrase Ta-la-bitu, meaning this girl loves that girl. For the release of their first English album, they decided to go by Tattoo, using uppercase letters and periods to distinguish themselves from an already existing Australian band, Tattoo. Over the next years, the two girls recorded songs with their producers. Voltinsky left the project, and Shapovalov decided to sign Leah Copper as co-producer and co-writer for the debut album. They also enlisted the help of Trevor Horn to rewrite the English version of Yoshola Suma. Trevor Horn wanted to write Tattoo's most memorable song, All the Things She Said, and helped produce most of the English album 200 Kilometers an Hour in the Wrong Lane. While working with Shapovalov, the group was controlled by him, and it was reported that he was strict while in the process of the album. The first single was completed on 2000, entitled Yoshola Suma, later released in English as All the Things She Said. It was not officially and formally released until December 2000. The song describes the turmoil in a girl's soul because she's in love with another girl, but is afraid as society frowns upon this. She asks parents for forgiveness. Elena Kuiper has been credited with the song explaining the idea came to her when she fell asleep at a dance office and had a dream in which she kissed another woman. She woke up saying, "I love Yoshola Suma," meaning I've lost my mind. Ivan Shapovalov is said to have added the second phrase of the chorus, "Mene Nuzuna Ona," meaning I need her. Their first album, 24 Vesunoi, was released on May 21st, 2001. I know I sound terrible, but there were some English words in this because I'm not a girl in Russia, so I hope y'all don't mind. Anyway, back into it. Their second single was Nasne Digonyat, which was only released in music video form rather than the official CD single. Although promotional closure, Your Social and Nasne Digonyat was released in Poland. this was falls as the third single, 30 Minutes, only available as a music video. The album was eventually released in Japan, where it was certified gold by the RIAJ. The group went on tour in 2001, where their routines were described as precise and feature routines where the girls had to strip. The tour appeared in countries such as Germany, Bulgaria, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, and Israel. The English version of their debut album was released in December 2002. Their first single was All the Things She Said, released in October that year, peaking the top spot in Australia, Denmark, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Japan, New Zealand, Norway, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom. The music video also caused controversy worldwide due to the members, who was only 14 at the time of the video's production, kissing behind the fence. Some believe the video promoted lesbianism and pedophilia. Many musical journalists, publications, and music critics have branded the group's music as pedophilic pop. They announced their Show Me Love tour, which was to commence in the UK. However, both proposed concerts were canceled due to the poor ticket sales. In July 2002, Blender praised the group by saying, "We see the future of rock and roll. To say you've never seen or heard anything quite like it, it is a colossal understatement." Tattoo were then heralded by the Face magazine as the hottest pop stars in the world right now. On February 25, 2003, the woman mocked NBC's insistence that they neither kiss nor comment on the Iraq war by performing All the Things She Said in white t-shirts that bore the Russian language message Kyiv Voy, which means F the war, across the front, and by blocking faces with their hands as they kissed during a break in their performance. The F the War t-shirts were banned on Jimmy Kimmel Live and replaced with t-shirts that says censor. They still want the term on Jimmy's hand. The next single, Not Gonna Get Us, was released in May 2003. Though it was not popular as their debut, it managed to have success in most record charts. Also in May 2003, Shapovalov was arrested for arranging filming for the group's music video, Show Me Love, in Moscow's Red Square, despite his application for filming the video being refused. He also attempted to film near London's big band and various other locations. The footage that was recorded was later used for the music video for the song Show Me Love. Despite the song not being released in a country more than Poland, the group released their third single, 30 Minutes, and was released as an official single in the UK. A music video followed after the release. The fourth single off the album, How Soon Is Now, was a cover of the song by The Smiths. In May 2003, Tattoo represented Russia in the Eurovision Song Contest, where they placed third place. After the contest, Russia's Channel 1 complained that Irish broadcaster RTE had used a backup jury and that it had cost them victory. RTE did not use the televote results after some network problems. A statement by Channel 1 suggested that there were grounds to believe that the contest results could be much different for Russia. RTE responded by publishing the unused results of the Irish televote, which showed that the jury had not been used. Turkey, whose entry was also overlooked by the Irish jury, would still have won. The group's record label, Universal Music Russia, were originally going against the group's participation, saying that the Eurovision contest was for young artists and artists of Tattoo's level would not get much out of the participation in it. We, Universal, would rather prefer the group to work on their new album and not participate in contests for rising stars. That same month, they postponed their German promo tour due to a late invitation to the 2003 MTV Movie Awards, where they performed. The following month, they also canceled their Riga concert, a Japanese concert in June, which led to a lawsuit for the Pasadena Group Promotion, asking for $108,000 in damages. On September 26th of that year, they released a remix compilation called Remixes. In November 2003, the CD was released in Russia with two new tracks and videos. The two new tracks were Krasie Dvinzhya and Niver Nibozia. Both of the tracks were released as singles, however, Krasie Dvinzhya did not broadcast well in Russia. Due to the promotion for New Year, New Boisia in the Eurovision Song Contest. The DVD compilation Screaming for More was released on November 24th, 2003, featuring music videos and behind the scenes. And Nine Meter Tattoo aired on Russia Television on December 12, 2003. In the documentary, it showed the girls were now lesbians and chronicled the group as they took part in Eurovision earlier that year. Then in early 2004, they legally broke their contract with Sharapova and Nia Forman. In the months before the split, they were both being filmed for a reality show on STS in Russia titled Polnebeznaya. The show followed the group as they recorded their second album to little success with their producer. The documentary aired from January to March 2004 in Russia. There were many rumors around the split until the show aired, which depicted the group leaving to a lack of interest and care for their producer. They also was only interested in creating scandals. Volkova said he spends his time thinking up scandals instead of playing on artistic work. I'm sure fans would rather hear new songs and new albums than new scandals. Katina said he made us out to be lesbians when we were not singing for lesbians. We wanted people to understand them and not judge them, that they are as free as anyone else. In one of the final episodes, Julia also mentioned returning to the United States in spring 2004 to record with new producers. However, she became pregnant soon thereafter and the recording was delayed. Volkova joined Katina and previous producer Sergio Galloye in the studio. The group was backed by the record label Universal Music International in finding adequate songs and production to release a new album. In August 2005, All About Us and Lui Evadi were the first singles from English and Russian albums, respectively. All About Us was a worldwide hit. It charted in the top 10 in majority of the European music charts. The group released their second English album, called Dangerous and Moving, on October 5th, 2005. Its Russian counterpart was released on October 19th. The second single was Further Fall. Soon after the video was released, the group's management replaced Roman Rati, who was the drummer, with Steve Boomstick Wilson, and appointed a new bassist, Domen Vajivic. On March 2006, they received the award for Best Group at the first edition of the TRL Awards. On April 17, 2006, Tattoo returned to reality TV Russia with Tattoo Expedition, which was broadcast on the Russian music channel Muse TV. It chronicled the release of their second album, the recording for the video of Gomenasai, which means goodbye in Japanese, just so you know. Anyway, it was released during the era of the show. The video, as well as the actual song, is quite a departure for Tattoo's unusual style and leaves many of their fans cold. Tattoo performed in St. Petersburg on April 28th, kicking off their Dangerous and Moving tour. On August 30th, 2006, the official website announced the girls had left Universal/Interscope. On November 21st, 2006, the region of the Komi Republic of Russia filed a lawsuit against Tattoo over the album and song Ludi Invalidi due to the title translated to disabled people. Luna Vaku, a human rights representative of the Republic, interpreted the song as being towards disabled people and cited words written in the booklet for the album, which said, "Do not know what it means to be a human being. They are fakes inside the human form. They do not live but function." Katina said, "Of course, we meant moral invalids, people who do not have a soul in human beings." When asked if they had anything against disabled people, she said that she finds it offensive to refer to people by that term, and that "we take pictures together and make sure they have priority seats at concerts." In 2006, Russian politician Alexei Mitrofanov proposed Tattoo to be awarded the Order of Friendship, but the State Duma vetoed his idea. Mitrofanov came to write a novel inspired by the duo Tattoo Comeback, which was adopted into the film You and I. On May 17, 2007, they issued a statement directed to their gay friends. "When our second album came out, many of our fans heterosexual orientation thought that we lied and betrayed them. This is not true. We never done that, and we always advocate love without boundaries. On May 26th, they flew out to Moscow to take part in the Moscow Gay Pride demonstration. On September 12, 2007, they released the concert DVD Truth, and it was the group's first release since leaving Universal. In late 2007, Billy Plushik, the lead single from their upcoming Russian language album, was released. The project was then known as Upluvi Odbrosami, which translates to waste management. Like I said, I'm not good at reading Russian words, but just please bear with me. The second single, 220, made its radio premiere on May 2008. The music video was released on their official YouTube channel on June 5th, 2008. The two singles were the main attraction on a special release known as Happier Play, their first ever EP for the duo. The EP was released on May 8th, 2008. It featured a multimedia content including music, video, ringtones, and wallpapers. A Pravine Autobusami was scheduled to hit stores in June 2008. The EP featured a poster which advertised that day, as well as a coupon redeemable for the discount on the album that expired on June 30, 2008. However, the schedule abruptly stalled on June 5, 2008, when Tatu's manager Boris Rensky announced Julia was seriously ill. Her illness forced the cancellation of a concert in Santa Clara, California, and the singer was not seen in public until the wedding of their producer, Sergei Konov, on July 5, 2008. The duo returned back to work in late August, when it was reported that Tatu would become the face of Marc Jacobs' fall and winter campaigns in Russia. On September 9th of that year, a press release appeared on the duo's official website that declared the forthcoming album, titled Happy Smiles Instead of Waste Management. The name change reflected sarcastic comments about the state of Russian music business made by Volkova and Katina in an interview with Moscow's Time Out magazine. The press release also provided the track list of the album and the early version of its cover art, but still no confirmed release date was given. On September 12th, the album's third single, You and I, made its debut on Love Radio. The press release disappeared from the site shortly afterward, only to reappear on October 8th, again, with change made to the cover art, where there was once the face of a smiley astronaut on the original design. A black square now appeared. On October 15th, their website announced that Vince Julia Ubuki would be released on October 21st of that year, beginning with a special event at two Soyuz record stores in Moscow, where fans could meet the girls and get their autographs. The album also went on pre-sale at the official Tatu webshop on October 18th, with a small number of buyers receiving a limited postcard as a prize. The songs were also made to be available internationally through iTunes Digital Musical Store. However, upon its release, it became apparent that the album essentially had two covers. The album astronaut cover was a slipcase, while the original design used appeared inside. The black square from the press release had been hiding on Mars scene. On October 23rd, Tatu appeared on Vladimir Popunov's The Seven premieres to promote their new album. They were also subjects of an ongoing mini reality series on the website RussiaRU.ru. On October 21st, 2008, their album was released internationally on online music stores. On November 28th, they were rewarded the Legend of MTV at the MTV Russia Music Awards 2008. In March 2009, a statement was released on the duo site in MySpace stating that duo will no longer be a full-time project, and that the two girls were working on solo projects. They also mentioned that the third video will be released on April 17th on MTV Russia. The album single Signopadi was eventually released along with his music video. And if y'all don't know, Snegopady means snowfalls in Russia. Yeah, it means Snegopady. Anyway, they performed a special concert at the Eurovision Song Contest in 2009. They were also included as an interval act on the 12th at the first semifinals performing Not Gonna Gas with the Russian Army Choir. On July 13th, the group released their single, Snowfalls, which is Snegopady in Russian, and was released digitally worldwide, along with the music video, which is the continuation of 220. The song had the women riding on motorcycles. I think they were in Russia. Anyway, that was an anime video, which was actually a good video of them because I seen it before. And I think that was cool. Anyway, the group's second single for the album Right Road was released by Cocoa Verde Records online and premiered on their YouTube channel. Their official website announced that the video was overflowing on MTV Brazil on November 10, 2009. On December 3rd, their video for White Road reached the number one position on MTV Brazil. It was announced via Twitter that the record label will release the album Brazil on January 25th, 2010. The album was eventually released worldwide digitally and received favorable reception from critics. However, their album really did not sell very well and was reported to have only sold over 1,000 copies in the USA as of December 2010. The third single was Sparks, which was the English version of 2220. It was released in Brazil and on their official YouTube on April 13th. On March 2010, on the 31st, a contest was to be launched in which fans were able to remix their favorite tattoo songs for the new album. The winning mixes will be included on the upcoming remix album. Julia Mayhew was in Russia with an interview where she expressed her opinion on Lena's solo career. She said she has the right to do it, but is also stupid, absolutely stupid. If you do a solo career, it means that you do your own work. Her stuff that makes, I think, is silly, and very soon her career will wither away and disappear. That? I think that was a diss. Anyway, Lena clapped back at the interview. She said, "I saw Julia's interview. Of course I got upset. But I want to tell everyone that I have a completely opposite attitude towards the whole situation. Julia's project included. I believe she's a very talented person, and I sincerely hope that she'll be successful in all the things she plans." In July, she made an appearance on the radio station where she was asked about the featured duo. Lena responded by saying, "Life has changed a lot. Julia and I are working on our projects now. I, for one, will be traveling to Los Angeles this Saturday, where I will keep working on my album. And I'm preparing a big show in San Francisco in September. So we are not planning to perform Tattoo, certainly not in the near future. Now, we really want to concentrate on only our solo projects." Lena and her full band performed at her first live major show in San Francisco on September 17, 2010. At the end of March 2011, their management released a press release on their official website declaring the group Tattoo over. O-V-E-R. Over. Due to conflicts between the girls and them both wanting to pursue solo careers, the duo was officially announced as disbanded. They finalized the duo's discography with a double remix album for Waste Management. The management thanked fans for their loyalty over the past 12 years of the duo's history. After the split, they decided to focus on their solo careers, both musically and in film. In August 2011, Lena released her debut solo, Never Forget, which eventually charted at number one on the U.S. Hot Dance Club songs. While Kova was also working on a studio album and released two singles, All Because of You and Didn't Want to Do It. but failed to gain interest on the music charts. In the following years, she confirmed that she would be starring in a dark comedy zombie film, Nine and a Half Zombies, where she plays a heroine. On October 2nd, 2012, Cherry Tree Records / Universal Russia announced they will be issuing a special release of 200 Kilometers an Hour in the Wrong Lane, the 10-year anniversary gold edition, featuring all new artwork and never-before-released song for the 2002 sessions, A Simple Motion, a brand new remix of All Things She Said from producer Fernando Garbe, in addition to newly mastered songs. On October 24, 2012, Cherry Tree Records released the official track listing for the album. It was a note addressed to fans handwritten and signed by Julia and Lena themselves. The album was released on November 12, 2012. On December 11, 2012, Lena and Julia were invited to appear as musical guests on The Voice of Romania. It was their first performance together in 3 years. They performed All About Us and All the Things She Said during the show. They appeared on radio and on another television show before. After the re-release, they were interviewed by Bradley Stern of Moo Muse and was asked about reunion and their relationship together. Volkova stated, "We don't keep in touch," while Katina said, "Only we see when we see each other. We have very different lives in different countries now. We are not in a fight though." As for a reunion, Katina said, "I believe there is always a chance for anything in this life, maybe." Volkova said that while she is not ready for it, she said, "But this will stop us from reuniting for joint performances. We'll see what happens." April 2013, the group announced that they will perform a one last show at Russia VIP Club. Lena also said that Tatu comeback is very possible. "We are talking about that right now." After Volkova had a second surgery for her ligaments, she officially confirmed that she and Katina were planning to reunite Tatu. However, soon Julia told an interviewer that they were not reuniting at all. Lena also stated that her solo career was the number one goal at the time. If Tatu was going to reunite, it will be for small things like commercial concerts. On September 27, 2013, they performed at a concert in Kyiv, Ukraine. Shortly thereafter, they wore their schoolgirl's outfits from their first album again for a sneakers Japanese advertisement. While in Japan, they also performed in All Things She Said in Tokyo. The duo performed for the opening ceremony of the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, along with piano virtuoso Denis Matsuve and opera soprano Anna Naturbescu, who performed the Olympic anthem. Media reports expressed confusion at this performance given there's a lack of LGBT rights in Russia, especially since the most politicized Russian law banning gay propaganda aimed at minors that is being used to promote family values. The ceremony's director, Konstantin Ernst, says Tatu's Nago Guess was chosen because it's one of the few Russian pop songs that international viewers might recognize. On February 17, 2014, Lena posted a video message on her official YouTube saying that she will no longer be working with Julia and that Tatu was once again no longer a group. However, on February 20th, Julia posted a video message saying that there is no big reunion, but Tatu were having joint projects. She also criticized Lena's meme behind the video and confirmed that they would be shooting the video for the new single. On March 5th, 2014, Volkova posted another video message on her official YouTube in response to Katina's video. She stated that despite reasons of severe trepidation on the part of Lena about Volkova and her behavior, collaboration between the two was possible, referring to the release of their new single as well as their music video. On April 6, 2014, the music video for Love in Every Moment was released on Cornell Rue page on YouTube, in which Lena and Julia filmed those scenes apart. The song is a part of a Sight of Cupid project, which contains several short films about love. In the short film Together Apart, the duo were portrayed as Cupids. On May 2014, both singers were introduced the film at the Cannes Film Festival. Due to their conflict and keeping with Katina's wishes to not interact with Volkova, both singers have separate interviews with reporters. Volkova announced during the interview with the Italian press that the film will be the last collaborative work between her and Katina. Despite tensions, a petition dubbed Tattoo Comeback was circulated throughout popular social media websites such as Facebook and Twitter, in the hopes that the former duo will resolve their conflicts and return with their long-awaited comeback as originally planned. On May 16, 2016, the duo met publicly again at the 25th anniversary celebration of the musical group Neposadi, which they were a part of before the formation of Tattoo, together with Children, Lena sang her song All Around the World, and together with Yulia, everyone sang Nazne Digonia, which means Nago Gas in English. On August 7, 2016, for the 15th anniversary of Yasholasuma being released, a remix video of the single was uploaded to the official YouTube channel. The audio was a remix by Fly Dream, and the video contained rare footage of Yasholasuma in HD. In October 2017, the official community of Tattoo, Eva contacted, received a proposal to create a remix contest for Rare a Demo a Cappella, which was intended for the third studio album, Tattoo Waste Management. During 2 months, different authors from around the world sent their works. On August 13th, the video for Best Remixes, Aya, was uploaded to the official YouTube channel. The six remixes, MZ Remix, Flydream Remix, Alexander Davidov Remix, Nico Palone Remix, and Nico Palone Remix Instrumental. On June 25th, 2019, the New York Times Magazine listed Tattoo among hundreds of artists whose material was reportedly destroyed in the 2008 Universal Studios fire. Tattoo was pretty much icons in their home country. Despite being a one-hit wonder with all the things she said, they came together to make some great music. But hopefully, they'll resolve their conflicts and get back together. But all we have to do is just pray for the best. Alright guys, that's it for me. I hope you enjoyed this episode. This was pretty much so long. A long episode for me because I had to look online for some information on Tattoo. Because y'all may or may not know Tattoo for their biggest hit ever. And hopefully we'll get to see Tattoo back together. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please follow me on my socials, which is in the bio. And I hope y'all have a great day. I love you guys.